or Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skill jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Yet the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, out there, when it comes to your rights, sometimes you're going to have to pick a side. And like my next guest, I hate people that just sit back and say, well, you know, I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. I always thought that those people were catatonic. Joining me from Student of the Gun, primarily because he wrote such a good article on this very subject. I am joined again from Student of the Gun by Paul Markle. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
So, it appears that you and I are like-minded when people get out there and say, well, you know, I really don't want to get involved.
It's not so much, you know, it's that, and it's also this whole, you know, if I'm just reasonable enough, if I'm just quiet enough, if I just temper my views enough, then nobody will, you know, neither side will come after me. Or, you know, it's the coward's way out. Rush Limbaugh says, he goes, you'll never go to a library and find a book titled The Great Moderates of American History or The Great Moderates of History. It's these people that think, well, if I can understand some reasonable gun control, and they're just, you know, they think, in, you know, when they say those words, that it makes them somehow enlightened, you know, by not choosing a side, that they are the enlightened ones. Well, actually, what it makes them is completely worthless as people.
Well, it certainly it doesn't leave. In 21st century America, politics needs to be a performance-based profession. And performing by not doing anything, that's the performance. That's no good. That's no good for me. That's not good for me at all. Simply because, and those that get out there and say, I can see a little reasonable stuff,
if you were talking to me 100 years ago about being reasonable, maybe I would listen to you. But look at the history of the United States over the last 100 years, or let's just say 80 years, and the American citizen has been more than reasonable. The American citizen, who's supposed to be the boss, who's supposed to be in charge of this nation, has been more than reasonable. They've given up a little here, given up a little there, given up. And they don't ever seem to get any back. And I don't know about you, but I'm all out of reasonableness. I'm done. Don't come to me asking for more reasonable, because I'm done with it. I'm done accepting the lies. I'm done accepting the propaganda. I'm not going to listen anymore. But still, you and I, we have friends or coworkers or neighbors or acquaintances that will tell you, well, I just don't understand why you would be against, 100% background checks or universal background checks and blah, 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 blah. It's like, look, folks, you need to get your head in the game and you need to choose a side. And if you want to be on the side of the state, you know, if you're for big government and, you know, limited rights and, you know, the collective, that's great. But at least admit it. Don't flounder around in the middle trying to choose your words to appease both sides, because the time has come, to get off the fence.
Now, do you look at that, and are you coming to this conclusion based on the fact that there's so many gun owners in the United States today, and so few of them actually seem to be active when it comes to actively supporting the Second Amendment?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, think about it like this, Bill. You see someone, or you talk to someone that are a gun owner. You know, they own a gun. Congratulations. That's step one. And you know, if you bring up the Second Amendment, they'll all tell you, I mean, I don't think there's any person that owns a firearm that would tell you they're against the Second Amendment. You know, that would be kind of silly.
Right.
Unless you're just completely a total liar. But they say, oh, yeah, I'm for the Second Amendment. And they're like, okay, how do you feel about the Bill of Rights? Well, I think it's a good thing. Okay. Have you read it? Well, I know what's in it. No, that's not good enough. Sorry. It's a very simple document. Read the darn thing. How about the Constitution, the founding documents? Well, I know what's in them. You know what's in them because they told you on CNN what is in them. They told you that everything you want in life is a civil right. Now, read it. And then after you've read it, come back to me and tell me that your actions support the fact that you're pro-Second Amendment. Owning a gun doesn't make you pro-Second Amendment. That means you own an object. I'll put it to you like this. Bill, how many people do you think own Bibles?
No
you
idea.
You own a Bible.
Yeah.
Right. Does the ownership of a Bible de facto make you a Christian?
Well, not if you're not leading the lifestyle, no.
It exactly.
Makes you an owner of a book.
It makes you an owner of an object. Owning a gun doesn't make you any more pro-Constitution, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Bill of Rights than owning a Fiat or an Audi or a freaking, it doesn't matter. The ownership of an object does not automatically get you membership into the pro-Constitution club. It's your actions. And people are like, well, what do you mean? Well, okay, where do you give, you know, who do you give your money and your allegiance to? If you, I'm going to get in trouble, but, well, I'm not going to get in trouble because I'm a man and I can say whatever I want.
Mm.
But you have unionists out there. And I've dealt with these guys my whole adult life. And they wrap themselves in the flag and they're hunters and they're pro-Second Amendment and blah, blah, blah. And every single week, money goes out of their paychecks into the union dues, goes directly from the union to the Democrat Party, to Democrat candidates who go to the state houses and the national capital and vote against the people of the United States of America.
Yep.
Don't tell me you're pro-Second Amendment and you give your money to parties and organizations which are in the process of trying to disarm you and your fellow citizens. It's intellectually dishonest, and I'm tired of hearing it.
Do you consider that giving aid and comfort to the enemy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do you feel about the, this isn't a new phenomena. As your article points out, it stretches clear back to the revolution itself.
Oh, yeah.
There were plenty of people that were just willing to do the live and let live thing. And
yeah, the fence sitters. You know, yeah. Now, let's see how this whole thing shakes out.
I wonder how many fence sitters were at Lexington and Concord.
I don't know. They probably were going the other direction. What you said, right now in the United States of America, we have, there's not even a question that there are more firearms in the hands of private citizens than ever in the history of the United States. And if that were the case, if every single gun owner was pro-Second Amendment, really, was pro-Bill of Rights, really, supported the Constitution and the founding documents, they supported individualism over the state, there would be no question. about, there would be no debates about, you know, universal background checks and reasonable restrictions and assault weapons and handgun permits, because the people in Washington and your state capitol, it would be overwhelmed, because there's 80 to 100 million of you telling them, no, we're not going to have that. You're going to support the Constitution, not the state and the collective. But, Bill, that's not the case. We both know it. How is it there's, you know, 80 million gun owners and there's only 4 million NRA members?
We'll talk about that when we get back. You hang on.
I'll hang on.
My guest this hour, Paul Markle, student of the gun, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Recently, he wrote a very good article. This got put up on The Blaze, didn't it? You're a writer on The Blaze.
Yeah, I've recently started working as a contributor to TheBlaze.com.
And what I like about them using Paul is they got a gun guy finally, because a lot of these mainstream talkers that will say they're for the Second Amendment and have no idea why they are. And now they got somebody to educate them. do you find the ones that want to go moderate They're the ones that are afraid of people like you and me that they would refer to as absolutists or something, simply because we look at the Bill of Rights and we don't look at it as something to be manipulated. We look at it as something that was fenced off from the government. Stay away from that. Don't touch it. Don't mess with it.
Well, you know, it's not only is it intellectual dishonesty on their part, it's also a little bit of intellectual cowardice. And, you know, Bill, most men, just by nature, that they don't want to get into any conflict, or they will basically agree just to keep out of an argument. It's the whole centrist, well, I can see both sides, because if I take a side, then de facto I put the, you know, I set up someone as my adversary on the other side, and they don't want to do that. And unfortunately, here in 2014, we've had, what, two or three generations at least of men that have been raised with the thought process that if you oppose something, if you argue against something, if you get angry, legitimately angry, I'm talking about, you know, just flying off the handle, but legitimately angry, that you are somehow wrong, that opposing something is somehow wrong, that questioning authority is somehow wrong, and that you just need to be quiet, be a good little slave. And no one will ever admit that they're slaves, but they are. And just do what's said. And what we find is we have people that are really legitimately, even though they know that things are not right, that things are going wrong or things are going in the wrong direction, won't say anything because they're afraid of conflict. And look at our public school systems. What are they teaching them in public schools? They're not teaching them. They're indoctrinating these kids.
Yep.
They're teaching them and you know, it doesn't matter. This whole everyone is wrong in a fight thing. So your kid's sitting at the lunch table, you know, minding his own business. Another kid comes up and smacks him in the side of the head or pours milk in his lap. And your kid gets up and defends himself. Well, your kid gets expelled, too, because zero tolerance and everybody is wrong. Well, that's crap. But what are we teaching people? What are we teaching kids? That even if you legitimately defend yourself, you're still going to be wrong. So what is the best course of action? Hide. Keep it to yourself. Be quiet. You know, run away. That is what they're teaching the kids is the best course of action. That is the preferable course of action. That is the only course of action that will keep you out of trouble. It's to shut your mouth and run and hide. And say, well, that's schools, Paul. Well, what do you think happens to these kids after 10 years? You know, they become adults, and they take that with them into their adult life.
It sort of slows them down. Yes, he does. Give out your website real quick and the blog and where you write at the Blaze and everything. They're asking about that.
Oh, okay. Well, just go to get on your computer and type in studentofthegun.com, and that's the central hub for everything.
Paul's the handsome guy that's on there, yeah.
Yeah, once you go to studentofthegun.com, it'll lead you to the Student of the Gun radio show, Student of the Gun TV, and if you're a fan of the Blaze, or if you check out the Blaze on a regular basis, you can just go into the contributor section, and the article is up there right now. Gun owners and the delusion of neutrality.
Don't you feel sort of strange up there with all those suits?
Did you see what my the photo? They asked you to submit your own photo.
Yeah. I haven't looked at that. Are you in a combat shirt with a plate carrier or something like that?
Well, it's the one where I was doing the aerial gunner's course shooting out of a helicopter.
Oh, that would even be better. Oh, my. That looks like my favorite type of gunner, because door gunners, well, they're sort of out there, aren't they?
Dude, I missed out on that when I was in the Corps. Because, you know, the actual door gunners on helicopters, they're not infantry. They're the crew chiefs.
Yeah.
So they're air wingers, which I always thought, you know, as an infantryman, that was crazy, that they let these air wingers, you know, have all this fun. And, you know, when I was in, I flew around in helicopters a lot, but they generally frowned upon you shooting out of the helicopters. The crew chief's like, no, you just point your rifle down, and we're going to dump you out somewhere, and then you can shoot all you want when you get off the bird. But don't you be shooting while you're on it, because you might hurt it.
Don't get on my don't shoot on my craft.
That's right. Don't be putting holes in my bird. So Yeah, when I got to do an aerial gunner's course, and then we went out and killed hogs, it was fantastic. And
what weapon?
That's where that photo came from.
Which weapon?
Oh, that was it's an AR-15. It's a black rifle.
So you didn't get to use a 60?
No, we were flying around on a little Robinson bird.
Okay, all right.
I don't think you could put a 60 on a Robinson. It would probably shake it out of the air.
Tell me something. What do Jerry Tsai and Jim Zumbo and Dick Metcalf have in common?
Zumbo kind of he set the course for the career suicide in public here about 7-8 years ago when he decided to pen the article calling AR-15s terrorist rifles, which is just like insane. The worst thing about both of those incidents, Zumbo writes about how AR-15s have no business in the hunting field, and what was even worse than that, I mean, hey, I know there are traditionalists out there in the hunting world, and anti-crossbow people and anti-semi-automatic people and all that stuff, and even in the muzzle-loading world, there are guys that shoot flintlocks that think inlines are wrong, and you're cheating if you use an inline. Like, dude, you get one shot regardless. Get over yourself. But, Zumbo, not only did he call AR-15s terrorist rifles, he in his article, he encouraged state officials to take steps to ban them from the use. So that was, to me, that was really the big problem I had with it. If you don't like black rifles, fine. Don't buy one. I don't care. But when you endorse, as a pro-gun person, when you endorse a state restriction or additional banning of something, I have a problem with that. And what was worse about not only the Zumbo thing is Zumbo and Metcalf, they wrote the stuff, but every writer has an editor. Nothing ever goes, unless you're writing on your own personal blog, but this wasn't blog stuff, this was actually publications. Unless you're writing it, somebody else reads it first. And so both Zumbo's editor and then later on Metcalf's editors read it and said, "Okay, that's good," and sent it out.
You don't want to lump Jerry Tsai in with that category?
I'm not familiar with him.
Well, I tell you what, I'll familiarize you with him when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. Once again, now you have a TV show, you have a radio show. You're a writer on The Blaze. You're a writer on Student of the Gun. And you have your own store, too, at studentofthegun.com, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So what is it that's C? And you're a door gunner now.
No, I'm a certified aerial gunner.
Oh, a certified aerial gunner. Okay, so
yeah.
I'm going to have to go, what do they call that? The Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm going to have to make a wish.
And become
to be Paul G. Markle. just to be Paul Markle. I would settle for being Jared Markle. I'm sure he gets some of that residual, too. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Student of the Gun, Paul Markle, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour from Student of the Gun, amongst other things, is Paul Markle. Paul, and Paul, I'm surprised, you don't remember the recoil incident?
The recoil thing, yeah. Only government people should have that, and yeah.
That's sort of fence-sitting, isn't it?
Well, you know, the recoil thing, I view that as kind of like, Maxim or GQ with guns in it. And so I don't even think about it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like, yeah, these are really cool guns, but they're not for you because you're a peasant and you can't handle them. Yeah, I got that part. Which is actually how my friend Ian, became the reins up there by Jerry Tsai committing, public hari-kari. So.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of people that came out and defended him to me, except they went dark and didn't take this on. But then I found out he was a California gun guy, which for some reason, if you're a California gun guy, you're allowed to be sort of squishy on it.
Well, yeah,
that was the justification I was given.
Well, Metcalf's situation,
Illinois.
You know, he's sitting at his home in Illinois talking about reasonable this and reasonable that. Well, of course he thinks it's reasonable. He lives in a state that makes you get a permission slip from the government before you can buy a gun or ammunition. I mean, for the love of all that's holy. And people who live in Illinois, stop sending me letters telling me, oh, I don't understand, you're a patriot and you're free and you're this and you're that, and you have to walk down and get a permission slip. Like, well, you don't have a permission slip to carry a gun. No, dude, you have to get a permission slip to buy ammo. You have to have a permission slip to buy a box of 22, if you could find it, in Illinois. That is insanity. And the fact that they let that go, and that the people of Illinois who, you know, are pro-Second Amendment and pro-Bill of Rights and pro, that they just continue to allow it. Well, what do you mean? Well, boot all those idiots out of office. You know, if there's so many, it's just like, Bill, we talked about this on the radio. My California friends, they're freaking delusional. They say, oh, you don't understand, Paul. There's more conservatives in California than there are Democrats. I'm like, really? Jerry Brown, don't tell me that all these hundreds of thousands of conservative California citizens elected peace, love, dope, hippie, moonbeam Jerry Brown. No, I'm not buying it. Stop trying to sell it to me.
The last time I thought he was cool was when he was dating Linda Ronstadt in the 70s
or
80s or whenever it was. Yeah. You know, that he was cool then just because.
And yeah, and he was dating a rock star in 1976 when she was a rock star.
Yeah.
She's like, what does she do now?
I don't think she can sing anymore. I think something happened with her voice and she can't sing anymore.
Well, I'm sorry for her. But
I am too. You and I still can, though.
I could rap.
Yeah.
But you don't want me to do that right now. Speaking of rapping, can I rap out something? Give me a real quick.
Absolutely. Go.
Well, yeah, Jared will kill me if he finds out I was on radio and didn't promote the gun giveaway. We're all the time partnering with our sponsors at Student of the Gun, and we gave away a KSG shotgun, and we gave away a Chris Carbine, Beckett Carbine package, and we've given away handguns and ammo and all kinds of crazy stuff. But we're doing another one where we're giving away a Century Arms C-39. That's the 100% made in the USA AK. And we've got a package. It's a C-39 plus a range pack of ammo, 180 rounds of ammo, and a frog lube cleaning kit. And all I have to do is, if you go to Student of the Gun, if your fans are out there right now typing on their computers, just go to studentofthegun.com, and over on the right-hand side, there's a little sign-up for our newsletter box. We don't spam you. We don't sell your addresses. But if you are an active subscriber, you get automatically entered into that. And what's kind of cool is I've done other radio programs. I don't know if you know the Big and Wild Outdoors show out of Florida. Well, I was on their show last year talking about a gun giveaway. And one of their fans went and signed up, and they ended up winning the Chris Carbine package. So it could be one of your fans, Bill Frady.
It could be. Everybody go to the Student of the Gun and sign up for the newsletter, by all means. Win that. Is this going to come with the arm brace, too?
No, this is actually a full-size rifle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a full-size rifle. But it's the it's a machine lower receiver AK, and if you've never used a gun or an AK-style gun, Kalashnikov with a machine lower, it's really a difference. It's a big difference.
Well, that makes all the difference, doesn't it? I mean, isn't all of arsenals, aren't they machined?
Yeah, there are a lot of companies that do make, machined lowers, but they're very
expensive.
They just
cost more. Yeah.
Yeah, people are like, well, I'm not gonna spend $1,000 for that when I can spend, $600 for this one. Well,
I can get this Wasser for $579.
Yeah, exactly. Which is not a bad gun, but sometimes you have to file on them a little bit, polish them a little bit and work on them.
Well, that part I can live with, but I've had two examples of those. And the rear sight and the front sight were canted, both to the left. So if somehow or other I could manage to bend the bullet like they did in that movie Wanted, I could actually follow the sight line that the gun had set up with it. I mean, it was pathetic. And I'm not a gunsmith, so I don't know how to take those things and press them off and get them back on there straight and everything else. So I just ended up trading those for another AR-15,
and
five.
I figure when they were built originally in a factory, it was just an old man with a big wooden mallet just beating the parts on. So
in between borscht breaks, huh?
Yeah, that's right. A Soviet citizen, and he got a stipend of vodka if he did 10 rifles in an hour.
going back to the fence sitters real quick. You had made a point about how many people belong to this and how many people belong to that. Do you think if, now I think there's somewhere just slightly north of 100 million gun owners, just off of how many, you know, when Barack Obama came into office, they were saying there was 70, 80 million gun owners, and he's had 70, as of June of 13, there were 73 million NICS checks. As of June of 13, he was responsible for 42% of all known NICS checks ever taken. So I think there's just slightly north of 100 million plus gun owners. And if those 100 million plus gun owners got involved and joined NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, because all together, if you do the numbers, right, I think NRA is just a little bit past 5 million. Gun Owners of America with their email list and with their membership is about 700,000. Ditto for Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. So you're talking about 6.5, 7 million people, members of national gun rights organizations. And there, you know, there's other organizations that have memberships probably in six figures, but I don't know what they are. But that's not, that's 7.5% at 100 million of America's gun owners.
Yeah, why is it that we can't get more than 10% of gun owners to actually come out and publicly support the Second Amendment, to publicly support the Bill of Rights?
No idea. Although, now, I will say this. The I wish they would do it on a full-time basis, like you and I do. But if they joined that, it would be a much easier fight, wouldn't it? It'd still be a fight, but it'd be a much easier fight because that's a big voting block that gets out there and says, well, you know, we're you're not taking the guns.
Well, it's a huge voting block, and that's why you have to offset that voting block by allowing, you know, illegal aliens and dead people and your voting block constituency to vote six or seven times. You know, they got to work hard to knock out all these crazy conservative pro-constitution people. Folks, this is what I would say to you. You're like, well, what do you want me to do, Paul, or what do you expect me to do? Well, I expect you to be educated. I expect you to deliberately educate yourself. Because if you think it's just going to happen de facto, you think it's just going to happen just because, it's not. And let's face it, Bill, in public school today, public school for the last 20 years, they've taken away all the emphasis out of civics, U.S. history, U.S. government, and so forth, and put it to other vapid garbage, Earth Day, and you know, recycling campaigns, and selling light bulbs, or whatever. Now, you know, Jared's actually only been, he's been out of high school for, you know, half a decade now, but, you know, I bring things up, and I said, you learned this in school, right? And he looks at me, and he's not a dumb kid. He's a very bright individual, if you know him. And he said, Dad, they never talked about anything like that. And he goes, if they did, it was one time they glossed over and we just moved on. And I'm gonna throw a nugget out to your listeners. So
hang on to the nugget. We're coming up on the last break. One more time.
All right, I'm gonna throw out a nugget and then we'll go on. No, play the music, Bill.
Well, no, before the music plays, tell them where to find you.
Well, actually, go to studentofthegun.com.
That's the octopus from where all the tentacles emanate from, isn't it? That's where it all begins. That's the hub.
That is correct. That is the central hub.
We'll be right back one last time, back to RBN on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm joined now by the best-looking man on the other end of the phone, Paul Markle, student of the gun. He's with me again today. So how do you think we... And recap, we're talking about this article that just came out that Paul penned for The Blaze about the fence setters. And how do you think that we get these people engaged? Are they reachable? What do we do?
Well, number one, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are thinking, they're sitting there like, all right, I know I should be doing something, or I feel like I'm missing out, or I feel like there's more I could be doing, but I don't know what it is. Let's face it. I mean, we got two, three generations of people that have been taught, you know, don't talk back, you're just be a good little slave, just pay your taxes, just be a good boy and shut your mouth, and they really don't understand their God given calling to be the boss, to be in charge, and is that quite frankly, you can't reach people who are convinced that they're supposed to be subservient. You know, if in their hearts they believe that they are second class, that there is the government which is above them, and then they are the servants of the government. You're never going to reach them. So what they need to be able to do is to study on their own. Like, student of the gun is all about, you know, you're a beginner once, but you should be a student for life. And what Jared and I did is we spent a little bit of time here the last couple of months. We came up with a concept called Patriot Fire Team. And, you know, you and I talked about it. But if you go to patriotfireteam.com, we have a special report, Getting Started. And in that report is a recommended reading list. And Bill, I've found some excellent books, some excellent resource information for American citizens. Hey, you want to know why we are the way we are? You want to know what the founding fathers actually thought before the revisionist histories got in and cut it all out? There's a book, it's called The Political Thought of the American Revolution by Clinton Rossiter. And it used to be used in high schools and colleges to teach American civics and U.S. government. It's out of print now, but you can find them used on Amazon. And let me tell you what, Bill, this book is, it's more important than the Federalist Papers. And the reason it is more important than the Federalist Papers is not only does it tells you, and it uses quotes from the founding fathers and a lot of the founders that you never even heard of. And it goes into in depth what was going on in their minds when they took this blank slate and created the United States of America. And it's very detailed, and it's something that you're going to have to be deliberate, but it's called The Political Thought of the American Revolution. And in our recommended reading list that we give people for free, there's a direct link in there to pick it up. So if you really are serious about it, it's time to pick up a daggum book and read it and understand that you as a, you know, legitimate lawful citizen of the United States are not supposed to be the servant. You're supposed to be the boss.
Everybody forgets that, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, I don't forget it. I mean, it's quite amusing when I don't sometimes. My senator here in this state personally shot down constitutional carry and certain loosenings of concealed carry in the name of remaining where we've been since Reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make a little noise about that. I wanted to call that out. And I tried to do it within the radio industry, but didn't get anywhere with that. I tried to do it with the grassroots. Didn't get anywhere with that. So, I'm still sitting around trying to figure out how to make noise. I haven't quit trying to figure it out. I'm just going to have to be an opportunist when the time comes, I guess. And I will be an opportunist when the time comes. I'm not afraid of being an opportunist. I wanted to be procreative and everything, but this guy's a Republican. And he finds it offensive that in his mind's eye, those of us that have the permits and are allowed to have the guns should be happy with that.
Yeah. Just take what we gave you and be happy with it.
Yep, that's right. Gotcha. Nothing to see here. Don't look over there. As a matter of fact, look over there and stop looking at me. Anyway, but did anybody from the Patriot Fire Team, did any of those folks mobilize and head to Nevada? Do you know? Do you have any data?
No, I don't know specifically. I do know this. What Jared did here since the last time you and I spoke about it is he got into the website and created a forum. And the forum is broken down by state, and it's open up to all of the members to communicate with each other. And I know that when the Nevada thing was going down, that a lot of people in Nevada were posting on that. And, you know, this is what we're doing, or this is who's here, and this is who's there. We as student of the gun, we're in Biloxi, and we did not go out there, not because we were opposed to it, just because we had, well, student of the gun business to take care of.
Right.
And I thought, you know, until I can clone Jared, we can only do so much.
See, this is why I want to be Jared. Anyway, with the Patriot Fire Team, do you guys have people in South Carolina?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not on the website right now, but I could look. But you can do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because if there isn't,
well,
and I become the first one, I want to be like a Banana Republic colonel or something.
There you go. You can call yourself whatever you want.
Yeah.
And for those people who did, they're like, well, what's this guy talking about, Patriot Fire Team? Is this a new militia thing? Well, here's the deal. Everybody, you know, everybody thinks men are hard-headed and they can do everything on their own. But let's face it, we can't. You always need support and affirmation and encouragement. You're always going to be better off if you can have, you know, a small group of peers that will encourage you, you encourage them. And that's what Patriot Fire Team is all about. It's about a, it's kind of a how-to, but to make sure that you and your own, you know, your family and your network of peers, that you are self-sufficient. And, you know, one of the main things we go into is sit down with three or four of your peers and talk to them and say, hey, if there was a hurricane tomorrow, dude, we got tornadoes ripping through all over the place around here.
Yep.
Just north of me, Arkansas and so forth. You know, if something touched down, would you have enough to get you by for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, or whatever? And if the answer is no, you need to get off the stick and do it. Sitting around in your hands waiting for the government to hand you, you know, a sandwich is not the way to live. And, you know, can you, and the thing is, if you set yourself up, you can be a blessing to others. If you have stored food, you know, can you, will you have enough to give someone else? If all you have is, you know, Taco Bell sauce packets and pickle jars in your refrigerator, you're not really much help to yourself or anybody else.
All right, belly up to the bar. I got the taco sauce. We're getting ready to run out of time. Patriot Fire Team, if you haven't checked that out, go check that out, because the whole impetus behind that is that there is going to be no one-man army if things go bad, no matter what it is, whether it's a tornado or earthquake or something. If whatever happens when those things happen, the government pulls back, and for a while you're on your own, and you have a better chance of persevering if you have a little co-op going on. And go sign up. Give them the gun giveaway information again.
Yeah, if you go to studentofthegun.com, like we said, there's a little sign-up sheet over on the right. Not a sign-up sheet, but you know what I'm talking about. Put your name, your email address, click send, and then whatever email you put in there, you just need to confirm it. And once it's confirmed, you'll get a little welcome aboard letter, and you're automatically entered into the current gun giveaway, which is the Century AK plus ammo, very important thing there, plus a frog lube cleaning kit.
Well, if I sign up for it, I'll be sure and use my my pen name that I use for all of my gun friends contests. I've taken the name of a Swedish male prostitute, Gern Blansten, and that's what I use.
Gern Blansten.
Right. So if you see that and I win, I want my gun, Paul. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, next time you write something for the Blaze, send that to me again. That's a good time.
I will.
Stay safe. I'll be in touch. Folks, that is a wrap. We're going to do this again in about 21 hours. But between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control, not ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.